We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball with the Griswold head coach, Ryan Lockwood. And, Coach, you had a couple of wins in a row there over Sydney and Stanton, but lost to Nottoway Valley and ACGC, Fremont Mills on Friday night, Essex coming up on Monday. How are you feeling here about your baseball team as of late?
Oh, we're doing good things right now. You know, we're seeing the ball hit the bat. We're seeing success there. We're just hitting right two guys right now, maybe a little jumpy, a little out in front of things. And so we've just been working on being more patient and trusting ourselves, trusting our process. Like I say, we've cut our strikeouts in half over the last week and a half. And so that's a big step. We're making contact. We just got to really trust it throughout the game and let it find some gaps. You know, defensively, we're doing good things. Our pitchers have been, when they're in the zone, they're commanding the zone really well. Sometimes we get to try and do too much and walk a few guys. So just those little things to clean up. You know, obviously we scheduled some of these a little bigger schools to give us some good competition and really see where we're at and where we're going. So we're pretty happy the direction we're going and looking forward to getting a few more conference games in here in the next week or so.
Who's been swinging a hot bat for you here lately?
Oh, everyone's kind of been coming along pretty well. Nolan Smith's been pretty consistent for us. He's making good contact. Wyatt Silk's really been, he's been coming along and making really good line drive contact. You know, he had one trying to make a comeback the other night, and we had bases loaded, no outs, and he hit just a rocket line drive towards second base, and the kid made an excellent play, snow cone catch, you know, leaping up in air. And so, you know, kind of took the wind out of our sails, but, you know, he's been making great contact every at bat, which is awesome. You know, Zane Johnson's always got a good bat. He's made really good contact, just going right two guys, maybe just a little bit antsy on it. Bodie Wyman's really coming along again. So we got a lot of guys that are really putting the bat on the ball. And so once we get those, just keep finding those gaps, then we're going to start seeing the run production come up.
What have you seen from your pitching staff right now?
Pretty good consistency. Like I said, we're running into, say, one inning or so. It's usually about that second time around the lineup and in the batting order that we're just kind of maybe trying to overthrow a little bit, straighten our stuff out a little bit. You know, we rely on a decent amount of movement from all of our pitches. And if we get a little bit too worried about velocity on some of those pitches, they straighten out and become a little more hittable. You know, guys are going to hit gaps at times. We're making the plays pretty good behind, so we just got to trust that as a pitching staff. But I mean, doing a pretty good job when we're in the zone. You know, we're producing a good amount of strikeouts. We're producing a lot of ground balls and pop-ups. So when we're really just commanding it and letting the pitches work for us, we're keeping them off balance. It's when we try and do too much, try and maybe get those strikeouts instead of let the defense work, that we're allowing some of that good contact that's finding some gaps for us. So we just got to keep there again, just keep trusting ourselves.
Well, one of your guys, Kevin Turner, a sophomore, he hasn't started a game for you, but he's made more appearances than anybody else. Solid ERA of 2.33. What have you seen from him in terms of his ability as kind of your primary reliever?
Yeah, that's just ultimate consistency. He's in there. He's in the zone. You know, he doesn't have all kinds of pitches. He's got a couple pitches he commands really well. He stays in and around the zone, keeps it on the corners, up and down a little bit, not right in the middle. And, you know, they put the bat on the ball, but he does it in a way where we're getting those pop-ups and those ground balls. The defense has been working really well behind him. He's been just awesome to give us some good mid-range start or mid-range relief appearances, but be real efficient in that, so he's available more often throughout the week. So, yeah, it's been great. You know, I mean, he has not started a game yet, but he's likely to start one sometime here in the near future. You know, my starters have been doing great stuff, but it's huge to have relievers you can really count on.
So coming up next week, you have Essex, Xyria HK on the road, you know, and then East Mills as well. Three road games kind of in a row, Monday, Tuesday, and then East Mills will be on Thursday, and then finish out the week against Bedford. Bedford's pretty solid, but those other three games are against similar type opponents. They're thinking, hey, you know, maybe we can pick up a win here. You're thinking maybe you could pick up a win as well. What do you make of, you know, next week's schedule?
Yeah, you know, it's we're grueling. We're going four games a week every week, and so we're not getting a lot of time to clean up a lot of that stuff. So we're going to spend our little bit of time this weekend getting some bullpens and making sure that we're staying in the zone and being efficient, so we have enough pitchers to get through the week really well. Essex, you know, they're a younger team that's developing. We're going to go down there and just play our game, play our type of game, and see how that works out for us. Exira, again, a little bit younger team. Again, we're going to go up there. We've had some struggles with them in the past. We've played a really, really close game with them last year. We have the ability to go up there and really do some good things. And so I'm excited for that trip there. East Mills, we played a really good game with them the last time. We had too many errors that kind of left us on the losing end of it, but it was a really good game there, back and forth. So that'll be an exciting conference matchup that, a couple teams that are right there in the middle of the road in the conference. And, you know, Bedford, when we played them the last time, we were really rolling with them, and we had a misplay and an error in that third inning or second inning, whatever it was, and let it blow up into a big inning for them. But otherwise, we were kind of right with them. We were putting the bat on the ball, and we were making some plays. So I'm excited to see them again as we get settled in. And yeah, it's we're right in the heat of it now. We're running out of dates.
Yeah, it's kind of, it goes fast, it doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck here in the next stretch of games. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris.
Ryan Lockwood, head coach for Griswold Baseball, with us here on KSOM.